welcome back to another 20 minutes of chat. Like, we have a show still?
That's a year and a half?
No, we did a show in, was it in March or April or something?
Yeah, it is now October.
Right. No, I just been busy with life, and then I just haven't been consistent enough with podcasting, where it's just like, it's weird because we've been doing a show for what, 8 years now?
Kind
of inconsistently.
No, you're inconsistent. Don't. I do my show all the time because it's on my site at extrafeatures.ca.
Yeah.
Always an episode or an interview, at least once a week I try for.
No, that's true. It is my part. Or just
thank
like
you.
No, I already know. Or, yeah, I already know that. It's definitely on my part because it's just like, it's more like a side kind of hobby, a hustle kind of thing. And it's just like, there's no real rhyme or reason, I guess. I'm like, for like our structure and stuff, because I've been like going through this weird thing. I'm like, I want a structure, because I've been like, not just this the show, but I'm saying in general. I'm not saying nothing about the show. Like, the show, it's just me ranting and raving and being a lunatic.
That's what you want it.
It's like, it's just Chad talking about movies and eating pretty much. So it's like, yeah. I just want to have something like where I'm like at a point now where it's like what I'm 2 months away from being 41, and it's just like I'm not having like a midlife crisis or anything. But I'm like, so it's just like I'm trying to figure out what I want to do and stuff, and like working out what kind of process I want to do. Because what was it the other day? Someone was saying, "Oh, Chad," this was an industry pair, but kind of cracked me up. They're like, "Hey, Chad, you know, your wheelhouse is acting, comedy, and short form content." And originally I wanted to be like, "F you, man." And I'm thinking like, fudge. It literally, my 20 plus year career has been acting, comedy, making short form content. And they're like, I told that to my friend too. And he's just like, what's wrong with that? I'm like, oh, there's nothing wrong with it. But it's just like, I want to kind of advance my career. I want to direct features. I would love to develop and create and star my own TV shows like Ricky Gervais or, Jim Jeffries or Louis C.K. without pulling out my penis. But it's just like, that's just my thing where I'm just like, okay, what kind of structure do I want to have? And because people always say, "Oh, Chad, you still have a podcast?" And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, "Oh, I thought you were like revamping it or doing this." And I'm like, I do, like, I try to start, like, because I do have a Zoom H4N Pro. I do have two new mic stands and like those things from earlier this year, like a microphone so I could record my podcast. It's just everyone here is busy. It's like,
I'm always available for you. Let's be honest with this. Don't tell people we haven't. You are the problem, not me. I'm always here for you.
I feel like this is a 12-step program. It's like an intervention. It's like, Chad,
you're going on about structure. Do I not do anything you ask me to do?
Oh, no. It's like, once again, it's not towards the show. It's more...
Well, when people are telling you there is no more show, that's on me.
But not really, because usually I promote, and I'm a... Sorry, I'm trying to see what the dogs are doing.
I can hear the dogs. It doesn't matter. Keep going.
I'm like... Those are the cameo appearances from the animation, you know, working on here. Jesus
Christ. We're not allowed to discuss that, I'm told, until it comes out.
Oh, really? No, we could talk about the process. Just not
okay, let's talk about the process then.
Yeah, no, because like
a new something coming out. I think it's a short.
Yeah, animated short film.
First one animated.
Yeah, my first one animated. I was looking at like a new structure kind of, because I was trying to look at things where I want to do creatively, like that's leading to the thing where a lot of people are like, "Oh, Chad this, Chad that," like, "Oh, what you gonna do?" Because been up here for like almost 3 years with no kind of outlet going on, and it's just
you've been a little busy with other personal issues that need to be dealt with.
See, I can't hear what you're saying.
You had to deal with some personal issues.
I don't hear nothing.
How do you not hear nothing? My mic is on.
That's weird. Like, I literally didn't see anything. I was like, I don't know if I was like glitching or what. Wow. Like, literally.
What I was trying to say is you had some personal things to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah. I had personal things to deal with, where just like even my collaborators had personal things. It was like everyone's mom was getting sick, where it's just like, whew, like my mom suffered two massive strokes, and my
Yeah, it's
fr like
awful.
my friend's his mom had do she had some stomach issues and had like a heart aneurysm, so she had to do that. And the other friend of mine, his mom's got diagnosed with like stage three breast cancer. So this all happened in like end of May, June. So I was just like, oh crap. And I'm kind of like my friend's glue anyways. We're kind of hold everyone together where I'm sitting like fudge. So June and July was kind of like a weird kind of month. And then I start working on some animation ideas and put an ad on freaking Twitter or X, however you want to call it.
Twitter fun.
So that's what I did. I found an animator. So hopefully it's good with her. She's newer to it, so that's kind of the struggle right now, where it's just like, okay, a lot of revisions. It's looking good. Like it's looking good. It's just taking its sweet, sweet time.
Wait a second. You have been sharing it on Facebook, though.
Yeah, I've just been showing the animations and stuff, not the stories.
No, there's no story. I do have a script, I think.
Yeah, you have the scripts. I've been showing like little logos and images and drawings and stuff like that for it. Like what the characters look like. We pretty much finished two of the four scenes in the movie. Like it's almost done, but I'm trying to get to the point where it looks like the technique's there, where it's just like I'm a very control freak
Oh.
perfectionist.
I know.
And she knows it now too. She calls me the king of revisions because I always see it and I have like 16 notes. The first one on one scene was 16 notes, and she's like, wow. But then she looked at it and she's like, oh, you are a visual storyteller because you're seeing errors that I didn't see that weren't smooth transitions. Because I'm trying to make it as smooth as I can because it's lo-fi animation. When I say lo-fi, it's not like some 60 artists are working on it and da 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 da. So it's just like she's putting a lot of time and she's working on a low budget. Like I have Andrew helping me with the post-production, so he's gonna do all the sounds and stuff. Like I have all the recording devices so I can do it. You guys are gonna do the voices.
Yeah, do you want to get into that now, or do you want to save that for when an episode comes out of the?
Probably when that comes out, because I want to get like all of the
Yeah,
nitty-gritty.
I do want to do one thing. Have you gotten the voices down? There's a few characters' voices that need to come. Is that
I
possible?
feel like mine's getting there. Like I'm trying, like I'm basing my character off. Have you ever seen the TV show Are You Being Served?
Are you like that blue-haired lady?
Yeah, I'm trying to imitate her voice, Mrs. Slocum, because that's like I'm obsessed with that TV show. Like
I love the best name ever.
I was just like I watched it because like my mom would always put that on and I would always watch it. So I was like, okay, cool, because
Come on,
that's
that show had some good comedy.
Oh, great comedy. If I could
I
remake an
always liked
American,
that show.
it's like if I could make that into like an American reboot or something, like modernize it up, shoot, I'd totally do that. The closest thing would probably be what Superstore with America Ferrera.
I've
Like
never seen it. My daughter loved it. I've never seen it.
it's a good series, it's funny, but they do their own little things, but it kind of has that mentality about it. So trying to like base off like an old British lady, trying to like do that a little bit, but modernizing it a little bit. It's like that, but I'm trying to get the images down because I'm trying to get all the work done for it because I could act and go like that. That's my forte. That's my training kind of thing where it's just like, okay, I could do that and knock that out in an hour. Like I'm so good at doing procrastinating, putting that fire under my ass for deadline, like really, really well. It's just the visuals and everything has to be to my standards. I know that sounds bad. I'm collaborating because this animator. We're sharing co-credit story, like the story's mine, but the screenplay me and her wrote. She gets the animator creator. I'm director and a producer. Like I'm putting my new production label on it. It's not going to be a Maximize Productions. It's going to be my newer one. I still have Maximize Productions, but I'm trying to find a way to reboot and try to get this production company name out there. And it's something different because when everyone like see a screen, they see my name like, oh, Chad Meisenheimer, or oh, it's a Maximize production. They're like, oh, okay, it's gonna be kind of raunchy, or this is not really raunchy. If you read the script, you're like, oh, wait, what? This is
I
like
haven't read the script.
anti-Chad. This is like the softer side of like, oh, this is kind of the, it's like, oh, Chad has a softer side. What?
I gotta say, one of the characters I wouldn't say had a softer side.
Well, the squirrel, right?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's the one I had to like put a little Chad into it, where I was just like where, because when we do recordings, I want to have you to do a couple ad libs and stuff. That's why I have to have the.
I know anime. I have to do it. I'm not saying people. I've been bad. Chad hasn't given me a date saying it's due.
Oh, it's not due because it's like because I hurt my back, so it's just like I really, it kind of prolongs the process because I have to pay the chick. So, and then it's just like I said, it also, it's like that because I'm self-funding it, or it's like, okay, but I have more control of it, where it's like, if it was like a live action film, I would have to worry about the logistics and the logic behind it and the reasoning and equipment and getting, and that's what's kind of nice with this project, where it's like, oh, I really don't have to do that. I could kind of let my imagination go, which kind of been helping my writing, because at least this back to my working out my process kind of thing, where that barista script I wanted to do, it was not working, and me and the guy could not collaborate the greatest, where it was just like, okay, it wasn't going nowhere. And I was just like, this sucks. Not the script, but it's just like the process where I'm like, okay, this is not fun. It's like, I keep getting stuck in the whole co-writer script stage where it's just like, everyone wants this, this, and this. And I'm like, you can't do that. It's harder to do if you're going to, because when I write scripts, I think logically where it's like, okay, can I pull this up? So it's more like it's bare bones. It's just not like, oh, here's a script. And then build and see what you could do. I think before I write it, I know I could see it before I film it. So it's easier for me. So I'm very control-free perfectionist that way. And it's good because I could see the whole movie in my head and I'll just type it out and type it out and type it out. And like we could even talk about the barista one in another project, like another episode. But the right now, just the animation right now, it's just been opening thing because I'm already talking to another artist for that feature, and then another artist for, because originally I was going to be like, it's a short film, so that's what I'm going to try to do. I don't know if it's going to do well at film festivals, because it does, like, to me, I have high standards. So I'm like, it's above average, so it's going to be, I haven't seen the whole project finished yet, so I can't really make a clear judgment on it. So I'm like, okay, I could get a bunch of people to think it's a cute family-friendly animation. A lot of people like it. Like, I have voice actors. Tommy Vegas is doing the voice of Zoe, because I she could pull off that diva kind of voice, which I like. And then originally I was supposed to play the role of Kenny too, but I have a friend, Alex, who has kind of like a dry, over-dramatic cadence. And I was like, oh, he could play Kenny, because Kenny's supposed to be this, like, I'm this tough dog, but he's pedigree Frenchie who's indoor. So it's like that. And I just like, there's a whole process. And I was like, okay, I could play this old lady and base it off of someone. And then have you as the squirrel, which I thought was kind of funny. I was like, well, you kind of have a dry, sarcastic Canadian sense of humor. And then with my...
Read my lines, I'm like, yep, I know exactly what you want.
Exactly. I was like... So I guess like everything kind of worked out. I was like, all right, people could have access to equipment, and it's really like that. It's like I said, we're doing lo-fi, but it's entertaining. Like I said, this is my first one. We're doing it for like I'm spending about $1,000 making it out of money that I don't have, making it rain. But it's just, but it's gonna be. I feel like it's gonna be good, and it's like that. And I was like, and was funny because I was working with another artist, I was talking to him, and he has like, he works for a company that has development deals with Hulu and works with Illumination or something. He's a main
Illumination.
They do like the Minion movies and stuff. Yeah. He works on all of them. So he was just like, well, he's like, why not do this as a thing? Try to get buzz for it, put a GoFundMe and do four episodes, like a webisode. And I was like, okay. So I actually wrote six episodes or webisodes, I should say. But it's just, I don't know, even if we raise the money, the artist is, she's an artist. So it's like, it's a process. Will I be able to do it in time? And I was just like, and I put a couple of other, that's the goal. That's still the goal. It's like, do that, try to do the webisodes, then try to pitch it as like a TV show, because he's looking at it, he's like, Chad, this is almost like your South Park or your Family Guy, except it's family friendly. He's like, this could be your animation thing. This could be, you could be the next like Trey Parker or whatever for the next like 20 years or so. I'm like, no, I'm not. But because I base
Yes, you
characters,
do. Yes, you do, Chad.
because I have a whole universe based on this script where the squirrel character and then one of the webisodes is talking trash cans. So it's just like, so I have this whole different universe all in this.
I just want more squirrel.
The squirrel character cracked me up the way she drove, because I was trying to like make him more of a creeper, and she's like, no, I already have this, and she showed me. I was like, oh, okay, that's better. I think I could pull that off because it's family friendly. So I was like, that's the thing, is just I'm going for family friendly. The only thing that's not family friendly is the feature that I'm working on, which is, I guess it could be family friendly, but it's just like, it's just a whole bunch of stuff process where I'm just trying to work that out. But the anime short, let's see what happens. Hopefully it, because I'm already getting a lot of buzz for it, and people are like, oh, really liking the artwork, and like, oh, this is a very different Chad. This is like, I'm like, okay. And then like my, like I said, that guy I know who the Hulu deals and all that stuff, he's just like, yo, you could backdoor this as a TV series, because streaming's always looking for something. And then if something's already out there and getting buzz and has content like an IP, I hate that word IP. Makes me vomit in my mouth a little bit. I'm like, bleh. But I'm like the proverbial like dick in my mouth, like, all right, let's take as much as I can. No,
Money's money, Chad. If you
no, for
make
example,
money,
because
how you gotta
that's where
save
I'm
it.
at now, because I don't see myself working more day jobs anytime soon. I'm like, I'm kind of done with
Wow.
that. I can't do it. I'm not the, for the mundane, ordinary life BS of working 9 to 5. Like I've always, when I lived in LA, I was always working part-time jobs, but I was making money acting, comedy, directing, writing. And I'm like, and that's the thing too, where it's like, people are like, oh, why don't you go back to writing and doing like ghostwriting? And I'm like, nah, because I did that in LA. I didn't like it. I know I could make money out of it, but I didn't like it. It's just like, if I'm not going to be passionate about it, it's just like, I'm just going to procrastinate and not want to do it. And I don't like half-assing something. So it's like, so it's a contradiction where it's just like, okay, I'm half-assing it, but I don't like half-assing it. So it's just like, why the hell am I doing it? So that's pretty much where I'm at, where I'm like, okay. So I was kind of like going in and doing more of the process, just doing process, process, process. But yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to do. Been listening to a lot of podcasts and trying to keep me going when I'm writing. So, but I'm also doing a lot of different things, like I said, with once again with the animation stuff, where when I write, I've been getting into like brain frequencies and stuff, where you like listen to certain sounds and stuff and beats it opens your mind in certain aspects, where because you're making certain noises, different frequencies open certain parts of your brain up. And I've been like, oh, okay. And I've been doing that, and it's been really kind of like called binaural beats, they're called. So they go in there and they do frequencies. It's almost like, you know, blue noise, white noise, but it's not. But you're listening to actual frequencies, because different frequencies, your brain reacts and interacts with it differently, which that's also been a whole new process, where I would like walk to the Starbucks right down my street, and I'm like, oh, okay, and sit there for like 2, 3 hours, and I'm like, oh shit, I've gone through a whole notepad of writing because I'm not distracted. When I'm at home and stuff, I can't write, where it's just like I get distracted. I'd be like, I'd be gooning too much.
Can we end the episode now since we're over time and you're
I
staying
guess
late?
so.
Okay. Bye.
Peace. Child's out.